Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this wonderful Wednesday.
That's it.
We're going to pick up yesterday's teaching, Making Your Dreams Come True, Seven Keys. We talked about four of them. We're going to finish today. Once again, to quote Walt Disney, he said, "The secret to making dreams come true, curiosity, confidence, courage, and constancy." Walt Disney is still making dreams come true after decades after his passing. When we think of Disney, we don't think about his failures, but rather the dreams he made come true. As I was reading that quote, I decided instead of four C's, we'd come up with seven. So I added some more to it. Let's do a brief review. Number one, conviction. John 16:8 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "And when he comes, he will convict and convince the world and bring demonstration to it about sin, about righteousness, uprightness of heart, right standing with God, and about judgment." When it comes to conviction, there's a process. This is so powerful, baby. First, guilt, then repentance, then freedom, and then Holy Spirit power.
Hallelujah.
There's another dimension to conviction, where you hold deep-seated values which you're unwilling to compromise. Always remember, you can compromise procedures, but never principles.
Number two is curiosity. When it comes to making our dreams come true, curiosity is essential because curiosity is the fuel that feeds our desires to know more so we can be and do more for the glory of God. It's also important to note that curiosity fuels the fire of invention and creativity for dreamers. Walt Disney once said, "We keep moving forward, opening new doors and doing new things because we're curious. And curiosity keeps leading us down new paths."
Wow. Number three, confidence. Here are seven things to know about confidence. We shared it yesterday. And we're just going to give you the scriptural address today, not read the scripture because we don't really have time to do that. First, to be successful, our confidence must originate from the right source. Psalm 71:5. In the Amplified Bible.
Second, man will disappoint, but God never will.
Hallelujah.
In Psalm 118:8, in the Amplified, is what we read yesterday. Psalm 118:8, Classic Amplified.
Third, reverence for God will give you confidence and hope for the future. Job 4:6, New Living Translation.
Fourth, no matter what we are facing, we have to place our confidence in the right source. And we read Psalm 53:6 in the Classic Amplified Bible.
Hallelujah. Fifth, when your confidence is in him, not them, you no longer have to worry about what they can do to you. Hebrews 13:6, New Living Translation.
And sixth, there is only one thing that brings lasting happiness. And we read 2 Corinthians 7:16 in the New Living Translation.
Seventh, our success in life is determined in large measure by our confidence in him. Hebrews 10:35, Classic Amplified. When it comes to confidence, well, we're reminded of another Walt Disney quote when he said, "Where you say you can't or you can, you're right."
Number four, creativity. To make dreams come true, we've got to be able to dig in and use and stir up our God-given abilities, our supernatural creativity, that ability to think beyond our imagination. In Galatians 6:4-5 in the Message Bible, it says, "Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into it. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself with others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life. In order to think creatively, it's imperative that we create an environment free from distractions and be able to focus in a quiet place. So let's pick up where we left off.
Okay. Number 5, courage. We must exhibit courage in making our dreams come true, even when it appears that nothing's happening as we planned or imagined. Joshua 1:9, New International Version. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Hebrew word for courage means alert, courageous, brave, to exhibit strength. The verse says that we're to be strong and courageous. It's one thing to be strong, but it's something entirely different to be brave. Over the years, I've known a lot of people who were strong, but not courageous, meaning they weren't willing to stand up for what they believed. Psalm 31:24, New Living Translation. So be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. How do you become courageous? Same way you become strong, by reading and acting on the Word of God. People don't like strength as much as they like courage to do something with what they've got. Courage will cause you to never give up your dreams. Once again, a Walt Disney quote, who said, "All our dreams can come true. We have the courage to pursue them."
Number 6, constancy. If we have a dream, and you know that God placed that dream inside you, you need to never give up on that dream. Your commitment to success must be constant, evolving. Don't even think about quitting. Constancy is defined by the Random House Dictionary as the quality of being unchanging or unwavering. When we have a big dream, we're going to have to hold fast and be constant in our purpose, regardless of what other people think or say to us. I mean, if we've waited 5 years to talk to someone who could make your dreams come true, only to have them say, "You're sick, go fix your head," hallelujah, you know, what would you do? Would you walk away defeated, murmuring, ready to give up? You'd waited 5 years. Would you be willing to wait another 7 years before talking with someone else about, you know, who could make your dream come true? Well, you know what? Christopher Columbus did. The king of Portugal not only didn't embrace Columbus, he ridiculed his dream and questioned his sanity.
He told him he was sick to go fix his head. That's a quote from the king of Portugal.
There you go. Columbus knew in his heart that the world was not flat. But the king wouldn't even consider the possibility because that was the going thought of the day. Have you ever been waiting for a divine connection, just that right mentor to facilitate your vision? Would you be willing to wait and hold on like Columbus did until he talked with the Queen of Spain? Columbus also said, "By prevailing over all obstacles and distractions, one may unfailingly arrive at his chosen goal or destination."
Great quote.
What does it take to sustain you while pursuing your dreams? Columbus offered this advice: "I am a most noteworthy sinner, but I have cried out to the Lord for grace and mercy, and they have covered me completely. I have found the sweetest consolation since I made it my whole purpose to enjoy his marvelous presence." And that, our precious friends, is what and who empowers us to never give up on our dreams. But one more thing, and remembering the quote we began today's call with from Walt Disney, the secret to making dreams come true: curiosity, confidence, courage, and constancy. In 1492, Columbus did something people said could not be done. He discovered a new world and proved that the earth was not flat. 479 years later, I guess, or somewhere along in there, he, using that same constancy to do what people said couldn't be done, created a brand new world, Disney World, a place where dreams come true.
That's so good. Rich. Number 7, commitment. Our commitment to making our dreams come true has a twofold effect. As we bring glory and honor to his name, we'll automatically bring success to ours. Proverbs 16:3, New Living Translation. Commit your actions to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. We must be totally committed to making our dreams come true. Regardless of the adversity we face, the roadblocks we have to overcome, and even what we perceive our prospects for success might be. Philippians 3:15 and 16 Message Bible. So let's keep focused on that goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, well, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now that you're on the right track, stay on it. Well, talking about real commitment, listen to 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10:13 in the Message Bible. No test or temptation that comes your way beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. Say that again. God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through. As your commitment to your dreams is strengthened, you will be amazed at God's commitment to you. Our commitment to our dreams and doing the right thing, well, demonstrates the nature of our Heavenly Father. 2 Corinthians 9:13, God's Word Translation. You will honor God through this genuine act of service because of your commitment to spread the good news of Christ. And because of your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else. Two more Walt Disney quotes. If you can dream it, you can do it. And the other one, the way to get started is quit talking and begin doing. Well, now you know what you need to be doing the remainder of this day and the days to follow.
Hallelujah.
Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's two-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.